Today's Sunday is, I would call it the Good Shepherd Sunday. The backdrop of John chapter 10 is actually found in verse 22, which we did not read today. But Jesus goes to a religious feast in Jerusalem. And this religious feast that Jesus attended to is called the Feast of Dedication, and sometimes called the Feast of Lights. It's called Hanukkah for the Jewish people, the Feast of Hanukkah. The feast celebrates the rededication of the temple after its desecration in 167 BC or before Christ. It is celebrated sometime in November, December, which includes important rituals such as, of course, lights, branches, and also the singing of the Hallel or Psalm. One may ask, what is the connection between the shepherd's discourse or John chapter 10 with the Feast of Dedication? During the feast, other than the things that they do, the Jews remember the shepherds of Israel. See, the shepherd is a familiar image used throughout the Old Testament. Let us name some of them. Abel, Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, and Amos were all shepherds. Jesus's words are to remind his listeners of all of them, especially Moses and David. The shepherd image, as a wise man who understands God's people, is deeply ingrained in the scripture. I think I shared this in one of our live streams. It appears in the lives of significant biblical and Jewish hymn book, and also the Psalms, many of which were composed by David, who was a shepherd himself. And as we have read today, we know that Psalm 23 was written by David, which depicts God, who is the true shepherd of Israel. Modern urban readers risk idealizing this soothing image of pastures and still waters, like many of us perhaps today. But we tend to forget that sheep have and need shepherds for a reason. Although sheep are friendly and gentle animals, they're also imprudent. Sheep tend to stray and get lost, and they panic easily. When they get wet because they're under the rain, then they get into a muddy terrain and then tips over and cannot get up due to the weight. And if left alone, when the sun shines, the mud will dry on the fleece and the sheep will not be able to get up. Hence, the sheep will die. While humans can exhibit cleverness and intelligence, and we can only look at what humans have invented, but men and women remain in need of God's guidance. Usually a child is born into a family with a father and a mother whose roles are essential in the child's growth and development. Parents play an equally essential role in the development of the child's character and values, and eventually the child will pass it on to his own children. Unabashedly, Jesus underscores the religious leaders of Israel who have failed their role as God's shepherds. Jesus points to himself as the true shepherd whom God sent. God esteemed that more than a need for a leader, Israel needs a shepherd, like we do. David epitomizes such a leader. He is sometimes called the shepherd king. St. Paul says that there are many so-called teachers, but there are few fathers. In John 10's discourse, John portrays Jesus as the new Moses, an Old Testament shepherd who led the children of Israel into the promised land, though he was not able to enter himself. And it continues on and connects Jesus with the messianic son of David, the shepherd, who inaugurates the new covenant for his people, who will unite Israel and others, the Gentiles, into one flock under one shepherd, as we have heard today. There is indeed an undertone in the shepherd's discourse, as I mentioned a while ago, found in the writings of the prophet Ezekiel. God rebukes the false shepherds of Israel who shear and eat the sheep rather than feeding them. The prophecy expresses God's discontent against wicked shepherds and promises to send the true shepherd to seek those who are lost. From the reading today, from the gospel reading, contrary to a hireling, someone who is simply hired, Jesus searches for the lost, even to the point of giving his life on the cross for the sheep. Luke illustrates it in chapter 15 through the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. Jesus defends his outreach to sinners, describing how God reaches out to such sinners through Jesus' ministry. And we can only speak about the patience of the shepherd who seeks the sheep who is astray, leaving the 99 and going for the one who is lost. Not because the 99 are not important, but the thought is giving importance to the sheep that is lost. To find the straying sheep through wariness search, besides the image of finding something or someone lost, is what unites this parable to the resulting joy. Why would God go through, or Jesus go through, looking for the sheep? It's because of the joy of finding them. There is joy in heaven, as what the scripture says, when a sinner is found. We can ask ourselves, how far was God willing to seek and save the lost sheep? The Apostles' Creed states that Jesus suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified. He died and was buried. And the next thing we hear is that he descended to the dead. I would like to highlight that part where it says he descended to the dead. Remember the question that I asked a moment ago. How far was God willing to go and look for and search for the sheep that is lost? In other words, the Savior descended to the place of the dead, proclaiming the good news to the spirits imprisoned there. What a wonderful thought. If we only understand that Jesus would go thus far for humanity. From the words of Rufinus, a monk, a theologian in the 4th century, he explains it better, and I say it paraphrased. Jesus, as king, proceeded to a prison, open its doors, undo the fetters, the handcuffs, if you will, break into pieces the chains, the bars, the bolts, and bring forth and set at liberty the prisoners, and restore those who are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, and gave them light and life. Jesus died on the cross, and after 3 days, and during this time, Jesus descends to a prison and sets the captives free. These were the lost souls of his creation. As Rufinus describes a king who would do such a thing, we can also say, and allow me to add, that the true shepherd went thus far looking for the lost sheep. What is the takeaway? What can we learn from the gospel reading today? What is God speaking to all of us? Through biblical imagery, humanity is lost and remains to be lost until it finds Jesus as its true shepherd. I say that until it finds Jesus as a true shepherd, because Jesus came and tried to find and found those of us who were lost, as I said, even to the point of descending to the pits of hell. Second, we are all sheep in God's flock that do need Jesus as the shepherd of our soul, who gives us life, who cares for us, even through the valley of the shadow of death, even through the pandemic, and leads us to God. Christ searched for the sheep that had strayed since Adam and lifted them on his shoulders on the cross. The ministry of Christ continues through the ministry of the church. What did we hear from the Gospel of Luke the other day? From Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And guess what? He preached the gospel first to those who were in the pits of darkness. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I have right here a crucifix, and I will try to push, hope you can see it, but this is actually the crucifix. It's something that you put on the table, but this is the replica of Pope Francis's cross that he wears. And this crucifix has the Lord Jesus, and on his back, on his shoulders rather, is a lost sheep. Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't that speak so loud and clear, that Jesus went down to the pits of hell and took every single one who was in prison and put them, so to speak, on his shoulder and bring them back to God. Several years ago, I lost my pectoral cross, and I am thankful to the person who gave me a new cross, and that cross is a pectoral cross similar and the same as the cross of Pope Francis, that reminds all bishops and what Christ has done to us. That when he stretched his arms on the cross, he was looking for us, every single one of us, that we might find life and might be brought back to God. I hope that the reflection today, it speaks to you and it speaks to me. That's the reason why I call it the Good Shepherd Sunday.